Hello, my beautiful darlings, my beautiful tribe. If you are here now, you're about to enter the Twilight Zone. You wouldn't remember that if you're young, would you? So I'm showing my age now. This is Nikki Allen. I'm an acclaimed psychic medium working for over 35 years all over the world. Angel communicator, social media influencer, best-selling bookie person, author, in other words. I'm all those sort of things to do with the esoteric, with the celestial realms, the galactic realms, you name it. If it's out of this world, you're in the right place. Also, I don't normally sound this nasally. I'm not going to lie. It's because I've got a bit of a cold. But I needed to talk to you all and give you more of the invaluable information I have running around in this little nut of mine. This time, we're going to be discussing something that has been thrown around more than a ball in a squash court. What is all this 5D malarkey? To be honest with you, it's not really my bag. I literally listen to it and think it's from the OKR Kumbaya people. Oh yeah, I'm getting into the 5D consciousness third year. Do you know what I mean? I like to keep everything real, as you know. And I like to obviously tell you in simple terms about things that are so hard to describe spiritually, frequency-wise, conscious-wise. It's really, really hard to try and put that in a nutshell for people to take on board when they're sometimes stuck in a more ego state, human mind state. Okay, so obviously they've given me the job because I'm common as they come. I'm only joking. I'm not common. I just, you know, connect with the normal people. Yeah, connect with the normal people. I'm going mad. So basically, let's just put it in a nutshell. I'm going to try and bring to you the overwhelming, weirdy loads of long words that brings in a very easy to understand way of what us going from 3D to a fifth dimensional status is going to be. As I said, it's not my bag. I've kind of left it to the Kumbaya people, but there are so many people, and I mean hundreds, thousands, that message me, email me, inbox me, comment on all my social media sites saying, what's it all about? And as soon as I started saying, well, you might get these ascension symptoms, it's been overwhelming. Oh my goodness, I'm going through them. So I thought, you know what? I need to just give you a little heads up on what it's all about, and then you can then take yourself on a journey if you want to delve into it further. The whole concept of going from 3D to 5D is to become more spiritually attuned, okay? It is basically a transition of the most profound spiritual awakening you could possibly imagine. The reason this is taking place is because we've become a bit ill-balanced on the earth plane, and the way that the human consciousness is going, it's straying away from the grand scheme of things that was planned, I suppose, from the source. So if you open your mind, bear with me, right? There's other planetary systems, other, you know, there's multiverses. They've got it sussed, you know, they all live in this divine energy. They're connected to the source. They, you know, synchronicity, signs from the source, working with the universe, ordering from the universe, living in abundance, expecting it to come back to you, living with a sense of community, compassion, cooperation, truth, integrity, ease. This is all just normal for other known living consciousnesses in different planetary systems. However, we aren't getting it. The reason being is that Earth, and I just had the most mind-blowing download from Archangel Uriel yesterday. I was meant to go off to Atlantis and I ended up having Uriel just like knock on the door and say, I'm coming in and I haven't got a warrant because I don't need one. I'm like, fair play, in you pop. And he just, oh my God, he just gave the most incredible information about ascension. And his job in waking us all up to it. And part of it was, is that this planet that we've chosen to incarnate down, because I think we've got a choice. Once we get to a certain age, we have a choice of what planet we go to, right? And so, yeah, we'll have a little go down there for the means of soul knowledge, enhancing your tapestry of your immortal soul, if you like. So we come down here, and this is one of the most least developed in spiritual consciousness, okay? This is the hardest playground there is to literally incarnate into. And we love it, apparently. When we're up there and we're all pure and everything is kumbaya, we're like, oh my God, I really could do with coming down and having a real shit pit of a time down there. I want to go in a body that doesn't work. I want to be surrounded by war and people that have got power and have got loads of money and run the world. I really want to be in that. It's like, yeah, hell no, I don't want to really. But, you know, that's the way it is. So this could unfold a can of worms, right? There could be so many what ifs and how abouts with this situation that I'm talking about. That's why I don't delve too much into it, because we start then getting into parallel consciousnesses. We start getting into in-depth talks of the immortal soul. And I like to just keep it simple. That's for the other people to do that. Okay, I don't want to delve too much into the metaphysical. I don't know enough about it. I haven't been told enough about it. And so I just say what I know and what they bring to me. And I know that I need to do this. Okay, so how do we start this? Basically, there's needed a shift in global consciousness because of what I've just spoke about. Okay, there it is evident that we need this because of the negative or the darker energies of people, leaders, politicians, you know, people that are starting wars and all the rest of it. There's a bit of, you know, there's not equilibrium. So we've needed this consciousness to raise up. It's been observed that because we are a very underdeveloped planet when it comes to shared consciousness, that we need a bit of an upgrade. So this is what this is about. It's basically a consciousness upgrade to a higher attuned way of being. Now, it's already started. You will be watching stuff on YouTube and people, oh, there's a great shift, there's a great shift. It's been happening for ages. And incredibly, it really started to come to pass when Hitler was on the planet. This is what Uriel told me yesterday. When that took place, there was a big shift in all of the consciousness from Saul saying, do you know what? We need to sort this out because this is not great. We're sending souls down there to experience the earth life. And then because of this free will stuff, and because we're allowing them to get on with what they want to do, and also this element of dark energy, you've got Hitler running around killing millions of people. Oh God, I don't even know how many it is. I know that it's an absolute disgrace, and I don't even want to enter into the energy of even using that name. But that seems to be the catalyst to all of the shift. That's when it started to take place. And if you look now, I don't know about you. I don't know if it's because of, you know, all of the ways that they manipulate media now, but there seems to be so much more people taking on mindfulness practices, you know, doing meditation, going to yoga, going to retreats, finding themselves, looking for a deeper connection with themselves and, you know, the world. Do you know what I mean? That's all part of it. It's a very slow puppy, this one. It's not going to be running around excited and suddenly give you a Patronus moment. Sorry, Harry Potter fan, not going to lie. And suddenly go, oh yes, I'm totally open now. Yes, I'm into the higher dimensional frequencies. I've smashed it. It's not going to be that way. However, it is going to be for people that are more spiritually awake, like me, starseeds, light workers, healers, which I'll talk about in a minute. Okay, I'll talk about that later and talk to you about the symptoms, if you like, of ascension. Again, I thought it was a bit pants, but my God, there are thousands of people going through it. So I need to deal with it and talk to you about it. So if you also look, you know, technology and science used to be our adversary, right? When they used to talk about kumbaya, I don't really do like that word today, kumbaya, right? When you actually talk about spirituality and the tree huggers, right? Let's keep it real at the end of the day. It's what people perceive. You know, the people that aren't awake, or the people that are skeptical, or, you know, some certain religious orders see us as the tree-hugging, witchy-woo people, okay? And science is absolutely 100% correct, and the witchy-woo people aren't. But have you noticed that there's been more concepts of technology and science, especially in the field of like quantum physics and things like that? They're all starting to intercede now. It's like, you know, we actually can measure the Schumann resonance. Now, if you spoke about the Schumann resonance 30 years ago, it'd be like, oh yeah, what? There's the heartbeat of the planet. Lunatic, go and hug another tree and go and sip your kumbaya nettle tea. Do you know what I mean? And now it's like, yeah, we can measure it. If you go on the app, that you can actually see it and you can see when it's up, when it's down, whatever it's doing, what frequency it's at. Sound frequency being incorporated into hospitals now. That, again, was left with the gong bath people. And that, yeah, just hit that fork. Yeah, that's really going to work. Off you pop. And now it's actually been incorporated in hospitals around the world. They're acknowledging Reiki healing. I don't know about other countries, but in the NHS, if you are experiencing pain or whatever it is, they actually have got a referral system now to Reiki healers. That would have been unheard of 30, 40 years ago, because they want to throw us in the corner. They want to throw us in the shadows. They want to keep us in the 0898 numbers in the back of the magazines, the spooky dooky people, because we can't become strong again, because it will completely smash to pieces every religious structure in the whole of the world. Because there's no rules, there's no regulations. You just literally link in to a mass multiverse consciousness that will bring you everything you need. They don't want you to know that. The Vatican, you know, all of these different, these religious leaders, they don't want you to know that you could have a connection. Like Avatar, you can connect your ponytail into the land. And you've got complete knowledge of how everything works. You connect to a celestial layer and you will get that feather drop. You will get those angel numbers. You will get that synchronicity. You will have delivered to you what you've asked for. It's like ordering on Amazon. You place the order and you get the delivery the following day if you're a Prime member, right? That is how it works. Every single member of my team, our collective, that is working to bring in you what you need to help you facilitate a more spiritual existence on this life have been brought to me. Every single person that works with me, from YouTube to website, they've all people that have said, I need to come and help you. I've been told to come and assist you because I've sent the thought out there. Oh my God, I need someone to help me with this. I don't know what I'm doing. I need someone to do my angel cards. Hello, I'm Eric from South Africa. I'm going to do them for you. I felt that I needed to contact you. What the hell? This is how it works. And they are scared poolless because they want you, all of the religious people want you to read their Bibles, read their stuff, adhere to their rules, and then you'll get enlightenment eventually when you go somewhere. What is all that about? The here and now is that you, when you connect into this 5D consciousness, 3D is just as good. When you connect into this higher collective shift, you will see miracles beyond anything you've ever seen. The unity and the peace and the deeper connection you're going to have with yourself and the rest of the planet will be immeasurable. And they are so scared that we are opening up to this. So they put us in with the nutty people that believe in aliens. It's happening, people. It's happening. You know, and they even try to thwart us with the plandemic. You know, oh yeah, let's give them this and cull a few million people, okay? But you know what? What did it do? The darks tried to infiltrate with the plandemic. And then what happens is that you get all of the people rise above that and create community, empathy, social awareness, taking that shopping to the old lady next door that you never spoke to before, even cared about before the pandemic. People started looking within themselves during that lockdown and thinking, I need to make changes. They never would have done that before. I need to be self-aware. I need to look at my lifestyle, how I connect with other people, how I look after myself, what I eat, what I drink, how important I am in the community, what I actually do for other people and myself. So many people then started to turn to more holistic ways of life. And they had to. Let's face it, you couldn't go to the doctors. You couldn't go to the hospital. You couldn't go and you started Googling, oh, what's good for this? I'm going to give that a go. I'm going to start taking garlic for my cold. I'm going to start drinking, you know, or getting ginger for my stomach. And perhaps I might go and see a Reiki healer or a cranial sacral therapist. Craniosacral therapist. That's it. I know I get it right. Did it sound right the first time? Instead of waiting for 6 months for the NHS that's being run by lots of fat cats. You know? So it is happening. There are very, very subtle changes that have been taking place for quite a long time now. And I think the reason why it's rising and everybody hears about it and it's all over the social media is because we're coming to a little bit of a apex here where, you know, the shift is going to have to just kick in a bit harder because of all of these threats of war and people, you know, Putin, people trying to threaten to push the button, or everywhere kicking off the usual places around Iraq, you know, Syria, Yemen. That Ukraine, it's all just propaganda. It's the dark kicking in to say, we've still got control, bitches. But you know what? It's not going to happen. They want us to fear war. They want us to fear that there's going to be the big button push. They want us to be in fear because we're getting too big for our boots. But this is all being eradicated. All the leaders will be changed. And I honestly believe, and I'm going to put me, you know, I'm going to put my energy in there. I don't feel that Charles will be king for very long. It's the wrong dynamic for this country, for the world. Fresh energy or empathic energy. Let's see what happens with that. But I also have noticed it. You know, it was very much dormant in my previous life before my... I call my mediumship when I was, you know, touring on the telly and doing all that, blah, 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 blah. Before my road accident, I call that my previous life mediumship. And then I call my, well, it's not really mediumship, my awakening, my rebirth during my 5 years in bed. If you don't know, read the books. They're incredible. Me, myself and I, Diary of a Psychic and the Rise and Fall of Britain's Best Psychic Medium. Chuck that in there, Nicola. And it was all about needing people like me to show them the way to connect with spirit people, for me to bring messages from their nans and granddads. But I've noticed the shift in human consciousness now where they are saying, how do I learn? What angel do I use for this? Have you got a course to teach me? And that's what I want to be hearing. I still get thousands of people every week say, can I have a one-to-one reading? And I'm going to tell you now, I can't do them. I haven't got time. I'm editing books. I've got the most fantastic publisher and distributors who have approached me. Again, another order from the universe for angel cards. I do my podcasts. I do my videos. I do interviews for other podcasters. I have ME and fibromyalgia. I cannot manage to then just spend 1 hour with one person because my path now is to reach hundreds of thousands, which again, the universe has afforded me because I've asked, if you want me to be an ambassador, allow this to happen. So we're all going through transformations. And one of them is not for me to put a plaster over a gaping wound of someone desperately needing spiritual connection. Nobody's going to achieve that in 1 hour having a reading with medium. I am not dispelling mediumship. I'm not saying you should not have a reading. Oh my God, I'd love a reading just to connect in, someone else connecting in for a change to my family and what's going to happen to me. They are beneficial, but they are not a crutch for your spirituality. That is what you need to find for yourself and have the readings as a bonus. Does that make sense? So we're all going towards this shift that everybody's talking about. This massive evolution, a gradual process that's going to bring about the higher consciousness, which is going to afford us with the most incredible intuition. If you think about it, you know, I remember years and years ago speaking with my guide, Julianus, and he said to me, I said to him, oh, hang on a minute, hang on a cotton picking minute. What in the Archangel Michael have I got a Native American for? Why have I got a Native American guide? Every medium on the planet I know, oh yes, I've got a Native American guide. Yeah, yeah. Right. And I'm like, oh, blimey. I didn't want to be rude to Khan, but I'm like, oh God, he's from Arizona. We were from Arizona. He was my dad. And I'm like, oh God, the Navajo. No, no, no. I don't want one. Sorry. Can I have a different one? And he says to me, why do you think so many enlightened workers have Native Americans as guides? I said, I've got no clue. It's like, you know, it's like a trend to have one. And he said, it's because they have stayed closer to Earth consciousness and spirituality than any other race or band of people. He then likened them to Aborigines, you know, people of the land. And they have stuck with the spiritual consciousness, the great spirit of the sky, the great spirit of the earth, animals, they're shamans. They are the ones that have remained connected. And he said, and if you imagine the generations of all those beautiful Native Americans, and now we've got people flocking to Sedona, flocking to Arizona. I want some of that, thank you very much, because they've stayed true to their spiritual consciousness. And so, of course, they're going to be loads of guides because they lived and breathed it down here. They're the most awake people going, living on their intuition, symbology, synchronicity, listening to Mother Nature, to Mother Earth, connecting with Mother Earth. It's just a beautiful environment to be in. Obviously, white men, as usual, because I was a victim of it in that previous life, just try to slaughter them, take their lands, and just make them try and live like normal people, you know, which is an absolute tragedy. And I'm so glad that, you know, these reservations, I don't know a lot about it, but I'm so glad that most reservations are upheld and now respected. But when you go back a couple of hundred years, they had it sussed. Totally had it sussed. But what were the white men doing? They were too busy thinking they're wrong, they're different, let's eradicate them. That's what light workers, star seeds, whatever you want to call us, whatever you want to label us with, have just been trashed through every single century. Oh my God, hang on a minute. These people are doing physical mediumship in Victorian times. Can't have any of that. That's going to go against the Bible. Look, they're actually manifesting spirit people. They're raising items in the middle of a physical seance. Can't have any of that. Bosh. That died. You know, they killed that. Killed that. That was gone and done. Let's bang them up and let them die in prison, Helen Duncan. Thank you very much. You know, and so this is almost the rebellion. This is the rise of the light workers. This is the rise of light and that interconnectedness, that consciousness, where we're saying, no, actually, keep your books, keep your religions, keep your control. We're going to elevate because this has gone too far. We will show you the way. And everybody will start seeing everybody else, how they're living. The heightened sensitivity, the deeper understanding of themselves and others, the community, the planet, compassion and feelings of empathy for any species of animal, plant, tree, everything that breathes from the earth, everything that contains itself within this, you know, planet, they will feel responsible for. See, I'd like to know how many of you listening, if you've just fallen upon this, I know a lot of you are already enlightened watching this, but I remember painting a gate and a bloody spider swung round on a web and dripped into the paint. And it absolutely mortified me that I'd killed this tiny little spider that had just swung straight into the paint and I couldn't save it. It really, really upset me to the core. I can't even kill an ant. Can't do it. So that is how empaths work. That is how light workers work. We feel responsible for every species living and breathing on the planet. And plants. Do you know what I did last week? Right? They've got this thing in Spain where it's an excellent, excellent. I'm going to do a quick digress now. They've got this excellent position here. I remember it right back from 20 years ago when my mum was here, right? It's that they literally, if they've got anything that's useful, do you know, like Facebook Marketplace or Fakebook, I should say, right? They basically, rather than do like a marketplace, they place any items that are really, really good condition in one area. Then they've got these skips that are like for tips, and then they've got all of their recycling, and you're responsible for doing all that. And then one man just comes and takes it all, not like in England where you've got shed loads of bin men who just trash everything anyway, you know, and we're spending loads of money on them. And if there's a strike, then the whole place is an absolute dump. You're responsible for taking your rubbish and taking it to a communal area, and then it's dealt with. And I went past the other day and I went, oh my God, stop, stop, stop. And there's all these flower pots. Now, these flower pots, obviously, if someone wants to go completely modern and getting rid of the traditional Spanish look, which I hated, which was so upsetting to see. But anyway, and there's all these plants in there just dumped. And I'm like, oh my God, it felt like a dumped kitten. I'm not going to lie. Crap, it's two plants. Bought them home, cut them back, repotted them, fed them, watered them. And I talk to them every day. Call me loopy. I don't care. That's how I rock. I couldn't do it. I couldn't dump living as something that's living and breathing and responding to Mother Gaia and then dump it to die. No, sorry. Absolutely no, thank you. So yeah, they're looking very well. And I'd just like to say that one of the plants has had 6 babies in just a week. Thank you very much. Oh dear. It's a need to nurture. It's a need to love something and bring it forward. And, you know, I've lost my babies now and they're sitting in the spirit world having the time of their life. And I'm like, I need something to nurture, to care for, to say, I've got you. I'm going to help you grow. I'm going to protect you. I suppose it's just part of being an empath. It must be as a light worker. So when we ascend to this 5D consciousness, you know, the synchronicities, the signs, everything that you see will give you a little heads up on what you're going for. Or I want to do this new business. Ding, we're going to send you this person that can help you with the business. Ding, this is going to be your logo. Ding, this is going to be your brand because you've been inspired by looking at this certain thing. We've placed you there to look at it. Everything is so much easier, softer, fluid. You'll find that you won't want to be in environments where, just say you've got a really shitty boss, right? And you're like, oh, I've got to because of the money. You'll just start getting this inner strength where you think, I don't need to be in this tyrannical environment. Perhaps that's a bit of a strong word. I don't need to be in an environment where I'm controlled, manipulated, made to feel unworthy. I'm going to move forward and I know the universe will provide. Bang, you leave and then suddenly a job gets offered to you. Better money, closer location, better insurance, better pension. You're like, bloody hell, I'm lucky I made that move. Yes, because this is the voice of the consciousness, the voice of the souls. Yes, because we have honoured you being strong enough to and have the courage to make that change, have honoured you with what you deserve. And there'll be more inner peace as well. There'll be more emotional stability. There'll be more clarity in your thought processes and you won't allow the monkey brain to invade you. This is a problem with having this human mind and this human consciousness and the ego that surrounds it. Because when we try to make decisions, we then have fear, doubt, worry, concern for what other people think, all thrown into the mix. So that is clear. And we end up thinking, God, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to do this? What if that happens? And we just have all these projections and God knows what infiltrating. So again, this 5D consciousness will be, I'm clear. I know where I'm going. My intuition is telling me. I trust my intuition. I trust that I'm connected to a higher source. I trust that I will be looked after if I make this decision. Bom, 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 done. Lots of people are already there, people. This is not a, oh, this is going to happen in 100 years' time. If we're there, if we're there then, I don't know if we will be, but it's all about getting that I think it's almost elevating to the most purest form of our soul with a human body on it. So that when we jump to back to the spirit world, we jump to another planet, we could safely land because we're already in that vibration. And the energy levels we'll have will be so much more because we won't feel that we have to feed ourselves with chocolate and, you know, have addictive issues because our mind is telling us that we're missing out on this and this has happened and that's happened. The serotonin levels are all wrong, aren't they? The dopamine levels are wrong in lots of people. And this consciousness will vibrate to eradicate all of these needs and wants as part of the human ego system. This is where the problem lies. This is where the problem lies with this change. What's the easiest way to say this? I am, and everybody who is listening to this, who's an empath or a light worker, I'm talking, when I say light worker, it sounds like a Jedi Knight, do you know what I mean? You have not seen us, we'll pass this card. It's our emotions are so sharp. We can go from crying our eyes out to being euphoric and happy within a second. We feel every atmosphere we walk into. We reflect the atmosphere we're sitting in. We have the potential to absorb, if we don't look after ourselves, other people's emotions. We have to be exceptionally careful because the more aware you become, the more sharper your emotions become and the more they react to their environment. So during this 5D ascension, let's talk about these symptoms. Now, Archangel Uriel said to me yesterday, I hate that word because it makes it sound like it's part of a disease. This isn't a disease. You may feel discomfort, but this is part of a euphoric, freeing, deeper consciousness for you to connect in and align with the rest of the planetary life that's out there. Take it or leave it, boyfriends and girlfriends. It's real and it's happening. So with the physical, emotional, mental changes that will take place, this can involve mood swings, it can involve depression, it can involve some people have even reported feeling suicidal for no reason. So the emotions are going to be manipulated for a little while, okay? And, you know, it's just one of those things that's going to happen. With this as well, when it starts happening, you start actually looking at your truth. And lots of people start changing their relationships. As we've already mentioned, jobs. They start looking at themselves and think, hang on a minute, what the hell am I doing here? You know, it leads, the 5D awareness leads you to seek your truth. Be your truth self. Change takes place. Materialism, ego starts to dissipate. Because your intuition and your connection to the whole, can you imagine you're connected to every single being's consciousness in multiverses. That is mind-blowing. It smashes the pants off of everything else the dark energy is supposed to be doing. I will show you what you should be watching on media. I will eradicate any free thinkers from media. I will change the skies with vape, whatever they're called, chemtrails. We will do this weather thing. We will give you the plandemic. We will manipulate what goes in your arms in the injections. We will decide what you can and can't have from the planet because we need to monetize what drugs and medication you have. All going to go. We will put leaders in charge of other countries. You haven't voted for them. We need them there. We will manipulate it. We will threaten you now and then with perhaps another pandemic or another potential war, third world war. That will get them back in their place. The news is not the news. It is the containment field for the sheep. We are now in a recession. Oh, we're in a recession, are we? Yeah. Oh, right. Why? They said, oh, the planet's burning up. It's dying. The planet's burning up and dying. Yeah. Is it? Yeah, they said. Who's they? Think. Who is they? Oh, they say it's going to be hot next week. Oh, they say that the interest rates are going to go up again next week. Who is creating that? Who is telling you that? Who is they? Ask yourself that. What is their intention? What is their overall game? It's certainly not to assist us in finding our own truth, our own empowerment, and our own ascended level of understanding, where we will look upon them and go beyond all of their egos, their money, their materialistic systems. This is what they fear the most. Us taking over the planet again. And I've already discussed this about Druids and spirituality, the oldest religion on the, you know, that's known to Earth, right? They smashed that to pieces. I've already told you with the, you know, the pentagram. And making Pan look like the devil, the horned beast. Let's chuck that in the Bible as well, because, you know, if we put that, get them to read it, then they know that's the devil. Oh, my God. Eyes closed. So many people. Eyes closed. The thing is, you know, you've got to remember that at the end of the day, people will look at you, judge you and think, oh, dear, come by our person. Do you know what? So what? Because when you're sitting in your judgment room looking at me saying, oh dear, you know, she's now going holistic. She's like drinking yarrow tea. She's doing this, she's doing that. She's using crystals. She's saying her intuition has told her to do this, but it's madness. You know, she's jumping out into some environment. She doesn't know how she's going to land. Is she mental? Is she mad? No, I'm not mad. You are the stupid one. Because you think that where you are and who's controlling you, you think you've got free will. Of course you haven't. You're being told how to live your life every single second of the day through the television, through the radio, through every iPad and iPhone you look at. Don't tell me that I'm the one that's losing it. And this is going to create massive relationship issues, as I've just said. But you know what? If I ever get any judgment like that, I'm like, get in. I've obviously raised another level of consciousness because people are scared of it. From your everyday Joe on the street to the people that are trying to run us. They fear it. They fear it. And have you noticed the trend in how many, you know, look at my beautiful friend Alex Ferrari on YouTube. He is going up hundreds, thousands, up to millions of views, followers. And that didn't used to happen. We used to be like a couple of hundred. Or let's look at the Wallies that talk about aliens and angels and dead people as if there's an afterlife. Look at it now. We are surging on every social media site now. People are listening. They're coming to us and saying, you are the truth. Yes, we are. Thank you very much for realising. And that's thanks to things like the plandemic, where the darkness tried to eradicate and cull us. And we rose and said, you know what? We've now changed the culture. And for people like me, it's brilliant. Because, you know, I am restricted with my mobility. So I can sit here now. I'm sitting here now. I've got a cold, yes. But I'm sitting in bed because I'm in pain. But who cares? I am talking to you. And this will go to hundreds of thousands of people. Thank you very much. Thank you, dark people, for trying to control us, because you've now pushed the flock towards the people that are bringing the truth. And the beauty of it is we just say, you don't have to do anything. Just be. Open your chakras, your heart chakras, your divine chakras. Try a bit of meditation, walk in nature, and just let it come to you. That's it. And then send love. Be empathic. Be compassionate. Think of your neighbour, thy neighbour that they mention in the Bible and all that old pants. Honour thy neighbour or you shall be sinned and you shall not. If you don't find Jesus, you will go to hell. No, we just say honour thy neighbour because isn't it a lovely thing to do? doesn't it make you feel so beautiful to exude such benevolence? Doesn't it? And this is what the grand collective of higher consciousness, the source, whatever you want to call it, what is the source? The source is basically intelligence, sentience of millennia, millennia of souls, voices, living experience, angel frequencies, galactic frequencies. It is a source of evolution that vibrates through the planet, just like sound, light, color, the Schumann resonance. It speaks, it connects, it reflects, it listens, it comforts, it surrounds us. It is an invisible, powerful force beyond anything else that vibrates throughout this universe, multiverse. And that is what the powers that be that are trying to control us are scared of. So around 24 to 2026, this is why I'm not going to start going into my new book, Earthwalkers, but all of this was basically identified for me from 9 years ago. It's been gradually coming to a conclusion of embracing this higher 5D shift. But in the last couple of years, there's been a few massive bolts of injection of it to get us up there. Because it's as I feel like most probably their fault since that dickhead that killed loads of Jewish people and others. They basically thought, you know what, we need to start implementing it. And then I just feel like for some reason, the last few years, they've gone, actually, we need to like give this another bolt in because it's too slow. There's too much going on with the free will of the dickheads in the world. We need to like push this up more. Because remember, we are now laying the land for the generations to come. Right? So they've given us a bit of a spike of energy. The problem with this is we are starting to experience stuff that we're going straight to the GPs, going straight to our doctors, but actually it's part of the ascension symptoms. Again, every time I say symptom, I hate saying that word now because what Uriel said. So the most recent symptoms, listen to these and see if they make sense to you. You will feel like a pressure between your two eyes, right? So it's like your third eye chakra, and it will feel like you've got pain, pressure, or you may have problems around your eye area. Trouble sleeping, headaches, which again is to do with the divine third eye chakra, having this infused energy going, vroom, 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 hitting it, okay? Vivid dreams. My God, do I have the vivid dreams? Massively. Ear ringing. Now, let me just tell you before I go any further, if you do have any of these symptoms, for God's sake, do go and check them medically first, because I don't want to be sued before you say, you said it was ascension, but actually I had something in my ear, whatever. Go, you know, we're all big panty girls and boys here. You know, if you feel there's something wrong, go to the medical people first. And then come back to me when they say, I haven't got a clue what's wrong with you. Everything's okay. Certain fevers, anxiety. The anxiety is all to do with the, as I spoke about earlier, the shift in emotional stability. I mean, you're going to go mental. What I mean is that emotions will shift from one day to the other. Lots of mood changes, okay? Tingling scalp, get that all the time. This, again, is all to do with the energy frequency resonating with the divine chakra. Ear stuffiness, I get that. And ear itching. Oh, my God, that's a nightmare. Gas. This has been reported as a massive one. Fart your way to ascension, my darlings. Fart your way to ascension. Body aches, nausea, joint pain, pressure on your chest. This is your heart chakra readjusting to this new frequency. Heart chakra is massive. I always used to think the solar plexus was just the core of our soul. You know, the ambition, the drive, the light within us. But do you know what? The heart chakra is taking a pounding at the moment. It's all part of the emotional balance again, isn't it? All the pain and stuff that we've gone through just been eradicated and realigned and heightened. So there can be chest pain, but for God's sake, you know, you could be having heart attacks. So check that first. Neck soreness. Anything around those divine chakra points from the heart up. So like sore throat, itchy throat, coughs, exhaustion, muscle pain, itchy skin. Isn't it great? Sometimes people feel, I've had this internal vibration within the body where you feel you're shaking from inside. Okay, again, I'll highlight more emotional and irritable than usual. And a very strong desire to be out of your body. I get this where I just want to, I've never meditated so much than I have in the last, and this is just the last month, right? And so I just want to get out of my body. One, because it's most probably a bit achy. And again, you know, sometimes I say, you know, I've been labelled with this ME fibromyalgia. I wonder sometimes, because I am an ambassador for the light, for the spirit world, the celestial realms, I'm wondering if I am just complete ascension. But is it worth it? Bloody hell, yes, it is. You know, because I get to see my babies that have passed. I get to go and see them and hold them and smell them. My dad gets to tell me about things and give me advice. I have angels tell me what I need to do. I send an order out because I need a person to help me. They're there within 48 hours. My life on a spiritual understanding is the most magical and miraculous path I could possibly ever imagine. My dad predicted this in 2014. Read the book. Me, myself and I, it's all in there. Where I'm suicidal, lost, homeless, have nothing. And suddenly all this abundance comes to me. And now I am in the most euphoric spiritual part of my life ever. My body just needs to catch up. Just doing my bleeding head in, I'm not going to lie. So all of these things that are happening are just shifting you. Right, there's DNA shifts. So even talking, you know, it's like the 532 hertz. DNA shift with sound frequency. So all of these star seeds, light workers, healers, mediums, channelers, whatever you want to call us, we've agreed before we come down here that we will implement and help shift the earth to this high level of consciousness, right? So that's why I'm sitting here doing this. I don't need to sit here and do this. I don't need to do anything I'm doing. I don't need to do the books. I don't need to do the angel cards. I don't need to sit my ass down and do my videos on YouTube, even if I'm feeling crap. I am so driven to do it. It's like a drug. I have to. There's no question. There is no question. I have to do it. It is part of my whole being to shed my knowledge to you, to bring the light, to bring love, to bring you freedom, to bring you understanding, to bring you healing, to bring you comfort, to bring you knowledge, to bring you courage, strength, survival. That is what the portal mediums on this earth are doing at the moment. And you are flocking to us by the thousands because you've had enough of what's going on in the material 3D world. You look at the people that aren't enlightened, the people that aren't going to be ascending, they're materialistic, all right? They misuse power, they crave money, they crave people loving them. They have narcissistic traits. Everything is ego-based. They're greedy, deceitful. They could lie, they could kill an ant without even thinking about it. Can't stand themselves. Everything's a drama, everything's chaos, dysfunction. They love it. Drama. Money and fame is how they value themselves. Look at all the people on the telly. Everything is on, you know, the physical, the material, the tangible. And then they worship these gods and cults and I'm good because I've done what the Bible's told me to do. What a load of old bollocks. Sorry. The new earth reality, spirituality, respect, freedom, mindfulness. Everything is love-based creativity. Organic reality versus artificial. A united consciousness, unconditional love, forgiveness, mercy, love for Mother Gaia and every single being on the planet. Everything that lives and breathes, from an ant to an elephant. Look what we've done. Look at what the old earth reality people have done. 2 white rhinos left on the whole of the planet. 1,500 gorillas left, mountain gorillas left. What are we doing? Why are we allowing? And what are we doing? We're paying a poor, beautiful man, you know, most probably 5p an hour to sit with these beings to protect them. What? It's madness. And you know what? I'm going to be honest, and this is mostly going to be one of the longest podcasts I ever do, but it breaks my heart. I cry sometimes with the pain that animals and the plant kingdom and the planet have to go through. Why? Who put us in charge? Who said we could slay animals and cut down trees? Who said that we can eradicate rainforests? Who said that we can decide what medicine everybody else gets? Who said we have to pay the fat cats so that we can live a material, comfortable life? Who created all that? That wasn't the gods. That wasn't your god, if you're a religious person. That wasn't someone from a higher power. That was a dark, dense, negative energy, old earth reality piece of shit that said, I am going to grow up with my shit in my system and I'm going to eradicate everything that's good and beautiful, pure and kind. And I'm going to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. This is why it's ending. This is why it needs to stop. Because do you know what? What will happen? And this is exactly what I know it's called fiction, Earthwalkers, but it's actual fact. It's spiritual fact that if we don't start and embrace this 5D ascension, we will snuff this planet out quicker than you think. Your grandchildren will not make it on this planet. I'm telling you. Because it'll either be by human interaction or we'll just kill the planet. Look at it. Have you ever heard of so many have you ever heard of so many weather disasters? How many earthquakes, fires, floods? People being taken up in their thousands by the seraphim. I get reports of it all the time. Seraphim, seraphim, seraphim. I've never heard. They birth planets and now and then they come down, you know, to pick up the mass casualties. Jesus, they're on overtime at the moment. I've never heard so much energy going on with the seraphim. They were, to me, the oldest order of angels that I used to, you know, sometimes have the beauty to connect with in the celestial gardens. Now they're bloody off flying everywhere, picking thousands, millions of people up from war, world disasters. This is the wake-up time. And you know what? I have never, ever in a million years ever thought I'd be saying all of this. Ever. I thought, as you all know from my books, and if you follow me on my other channels, I thought I was here just to prove the afterlife. And my dad was bloody right. He visited me in full solid form from the spirit world and sat with me for 5 minutes. Spoiler for Me, Myself and I, right, my book. He basically sat there and said, you will work on the most profound and deepest way you could ever imagine. You will not know yourself. He was so right. After the rebirth, I suddenly became part of the multiverse. I became part of the universe that we know. I became part of the crystal palace, the spirit world, the celestial realms. I became part of these massive esoteric layers of frequency, intelligence, sentience and light, and I realize it, I get it. So my job now is to try and bring it to you in the most simplest ways, but sometimes we need a kick up the ass, and this is that kick up the ass podcast. It is, we need to start being kinder, purer. We need to start opening up what we were supposed to have done millennia ago. The source connected us through the Adam and the Eve, the first humans to ever have a soul and consciousness. Let's see how they go on that planet with that, because all the other planets have got it. Let's see how they go with it. What do we do with it? Jesus, it didn't take long, did it, before we had to flood the planet and start again. That will happen. It will be number two. That they've told me that actually did happen. They did flood the planet because ego systems started to run the planet. There was a need for God knows why, human beings need to have hierarchy. They need, yeah, I can understand we need routine, but we need, you know, the bad, embracing that dark energy, the Lucifer energy, as the humans call the name, embraced it, used it for their own needs, their own wants, their own greed, their own purposes, their own intentions, their ulterior motives. It's got too much. It's as simple as that. And this is why this is happening now. So if you look up ascension workers, 5D ascension, there will be a multitude of various groups, forums, to assist you if you feel you're going through this now. Okay. It is ride it. If you're getting these symptoms and, you know, physically your doctors are saying to you, well, I don't know what you're talking about. We can't see why you've got ear ringing going on. There's nothing wrong with your ears, da, 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 da. Then rather than worry about it, embrace it and think, wow, I'm going through this now. I'm reaching 5D. If you want to start experiencing it, it's easy. It's meditation. It's perhaps going to a local spiritualist center. It's walking in nature. It's invoking angels. It's being aware that you do have a chakra system, opening it, closing it, cleansing it. It's being aware of what type of diet you eat, how much water you drink, how much you look after your body. It's being aware of your own self. It's eradicating shadow self. It's eradicating material needs. It's trusting the process. It's having faith, hope, belief. I hate those words because I know there is a higher power and I know that every single thing that happens to me, positive or negative, is meant for the greater good for me and humankind. I trust the process. Don't get me wrong, I don't like my physical body and I still don't know why that has not been alleviated. Perhaps it's part of an ego structure that I haven't dealt with yet. I really don't know. I've tried my best over 12 years. Only thing I get the ump about with it all. Apart from that, it is like living in a pantomime, living in a sci-fi movie. I send a thought out and it even shocks me now. It even shocks me now. I'll give you my most recent, for instance. I set a thought out day before yesterday. I thought, I need someone to edit my YouTube videos because it takes too much time and just do my thumbnail and I can give that to someone else. Yesterday, an email came in. I feel that I could help you edit your videos. Would you like to see my work? That quick. I didn't put it out there. I didn't ask. Right. I was thinking of it. I was thinking of doing that. And then this person has just come up and gone, I don't know if they're going to work with me or whatever, but that is how it's worked. I need an illustrator. I need someone to help with YouTube. I need someone to help me with my website. I need someone to assist me with writing, editing my books. I need this, please. And the need needs to be for the greater good. It's not, I need the lottery. I want a big house. It is what you would like or need to help you lay the path for people that need to be enlightened, helped, comforted, educated. And I've told you the story and I'll say it again. £230 in my bank account last summer, and I stood on the beach and I said, I'm not being funny. I cannot pay for my babies to the vets. I cannot pay to get someone to do my YouTube channel. I can't pay for someone to do my angel cards. If you want me to reach more people through different ways, I need material crap because I live in a material crap world. So you need to send me material crap. And they did. And within a week, I'm suddenly asked to go on Alex Ferrari's show, Jeff Mara. I'm asked to go to the GSIC conference in Florida. And suddenly, there is enough for me to connect with other people and say, there's my material exchange. Can you do this for me? Yes, I can. I don't want too much material exchange. That's good because I don't have a lot of material exchange. That's because I'm a light worker. You're a light worker. And we have to live in a material world. But you know what? This is going to bring to millions of people enlightenment, education, comfort. Can you see how we work? And it grips my shit when I see people who literally go, oh, you take money off of the weak and you prey on people. And, oh, shut up, will you? We don't force people to come to mediums. We certainly don't. Well, I'm going to change that. There are some people that take the piss and charge too much. I'm going to say that now. But we got to live. We've got to pay our bills. Don't we? How now we'll do it for free? We'll just live homeless on the street. But as long as you're happy with your reading, that's fine. But we can't afford any clothes or food. Don't be ridiculous. Of course we've got to charge. Jesus. It's like, oh, if you're a healer, you shouldn't charge for your natural ability. What a load of bollocks. At the end of the day, right, they are using their time, their space. They've had to spend money to get certified. They have to spend money to create a space for you to come and get that healing. They have to spend money to get insurance. Where do they get that from then? There's only a certain amount of manifestation that Angel Realms can do. They've manifested £600 in my account from absolutely nowhere. Still don't know where it came from when my boiler burst in the winter and I didn't have a pot to piss in. That story's in me, myself and I as well, when I'm living in the cemetery. Oh yeah, I lived in a cemetery. Right? They can do that. But they're not going to say, well, do you know what? We'll create a salary for you every week. That's part of the material bloody, you know, what's the word? I can't even think of the bloody word now. It's part of the agreement we had to take when we're down here that we've got to live in a material world. I hate it. So there has been a certain element of me that says, let me win some money so I can do everything else for free. No, they won't have that. Because if I had the money, I would just do everything for free. But everybody needs paying. It's that simple. So think again. And if you ever see those sort of comments, challenge them for me. Let's spread that light, that awareness. When you see those stupid dick-ass comments, oh, you're charging for it. Yeah, whatever. Bring them up on it. Start highlighting this bad behaviour. It's unnecessary behaviour. Let's show the next generation that we need to have an environment of love, light, peace, mutual respect, community, benevolence, generosity, happiness, tranquility, serenity. Let's all, no matter how much we want to be involved in this ascension, let's all just start being a bit kinder, a bit more thoughtful. Go and knock on that old lady's door and see if she needs anything. Go and be that pain in the ass and knock on that person's door, whether they want you there or not. Because even if they don't want you and they don't want to take what you've got to give them, the sense of your action and the feelings you'll have towards that act of benevolence will keep you going for a week, month. Think about that voluntary space. Think about leaving food in the dog and animal shelters and the homeless people. Think about leaving some food in the box for food banks in the supermarket. Think about, are you okay? Do you want me to take your shopping? Can I take you across the road? Think about, you know, someone that's perhaps suffering or needs a bit of help, but you know they're too proud. Leave a hamper on the doorstep and don't say a thing. Think. Love. Think. Benevolence. None of us are doing enough. There's always room for a bit more love. And on that note, I'm going to jump off my very high soapbox and just say, ride the waves of ascension, for this will deliver the planet into the most euphoric and most beautiful place. It can happen. It will happen. It has to happen.
Until the next time, I absolutely love keeping it real with you. Sending my love, consciousness, and may the ascension symptoms ease with every passing minute. Loads of love from me, Nikki Allen.